Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about what really matters for long-term investing. Today we're diving deep into Novo Nordisk, ticker NVO, the Danish pharma giant that's been reshaping how the world thinks about diabetes and obesity treatments. Novo Nordisk has built an incredible position in the cardiometabolic space with blockbuster drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy, driving massive growth over the past several years. Even with some recent market volatility and pricing pressures showing up in the numbers, the company continues to expand its reach globally while pushing forward on new formulations and higher dose options that could open up even bigger markets. At its core, Novo Nordisk researches, develops, manufactures, and distributes pharmaceutical products focused on diabetes, obesity, and related conditions. Founded back in 1923 and headquartered in Bagsværd, Denmark, the company now employs over 77,000 people worldwide. CEO Mazyar Mike Doustdar has been steering the ship through this explosive growth phase, and the pipeline keeps delivering innovations like the new Wegovy pill that's seeing rapid uptake in the U.S. Looking at the revenue picture, Novo Nordisk has posted consistent top-line expansion. Fiscal 2025 came in at roughly 309 billion Danish kroner, up from 290 billion the prior year and 232 billion in 2023. The obesity franchise continues to be the standout driver, with new data from the Step Up trial showing higher dose Wegovy helping some patients lose nearly 28% of their body weight, and most of that coming from fat loss while preserving muscle. Geographic expansion outside the U.S. is also gaining traction through telehealth partnerships that could unlock growth in markets that have lagged behind America so far. On the earnings front, the company delivered solid results despite some adjusted sales softness from lower realized prices. Net income reached 102.4 billion kroner in fiscal 2025, with diluted EPS at 23.03. Operating income stayed robust at 127.7 billion kroner, and the company has been returning capital aggressively through dividends and its ongoing share repurchase program of up to 15 billion kroner. During the Q4 2025 earnings call, management highlighted a 10% sales increase and steady operational leverage. They emphasized navigating pricing headwinds by leaning into pipeline strength and strategic market expansions, while also noting the early success of the oral Wegovy launch and continued obesity franchise momentum. The tone was constructive, focusing on long-term growth drivers rather than short-term noise. From a balance sheet perspective, total assets grew to 543 billion kroner by the end of 2025, supported by strong free cash flow of nearly 57 billion kroner. The company maintains a healthy gross margin around 82% and a net profit margin near 37%, which speaks to the pricing power of its key products. Return on equity came in at about 66%, showing efficient use of capital, even as the firm invests heavily in manufacturing and R&D. Valuation-wise, NVO trades at a forward PE in the mid-teens range, looking out to 2026 and beyond, which feels reasonable given the growth runway in obesity and diabetes. The trailing PE sits near 11, and with a dividend yield around 3.9% plus consistent buybacks, the stock offers a compelling mix of growth and shareholder returns for patient investors. Strengths include that double-digit sales growth, dominant market position in GLP-1 therapies, and a robust pipeline. Weaknesses center on heavy reliance on a few key products and exposure to pricing reforms. Opportunities lie in international expansion and next-generation formulations, while threats include generic competition starting to appear in places like Canada and broader regulatory or macroeconomic shifts. Over the past year, the stock has pulled back about 43% from its highs, though it rebounded sharply in the last month with a 25% rally off multi-year lows. Longer term, five-year returns still sit near 30%, which underscores the durability of the underlying business even during periods of investor rotation. All in all, Novo Nordisk remains a high-quality compounder in a massive and growing market. The recent pullback has created a more attractive entry point for those willing to hold through volatility, especially as new data and launches keep reinforcing the company's leadership position. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next one.